representing Pittsburgh Perry today, we have Jasmine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hang on. Let's try that. Let's try that one more time.
Good morning.
There you are. I'm making a lot of mistakes today.
It's fine.
That's just me. Thank you for being here. First of all, there's a lot of places you could be on a Saturday.
thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself before we talk about your projects.
I love food, for one. I really love food. I love being outside, dancing. I love dancing, too. And I also love talking. I could talk all day.
We could use you. That's what we do here. When did you know you liked dancing? I'm curious.
Honestly, my father said we were driving around, and I was around 3 at this time, and a song came on in the car, and he happened to look back, and I was dancing. And after that, it's been a wrap. I've been dancing ever since.
Do you know how old you were when that happened?
I was 3.
Wow. That's something I've never been able to do. Maybe
really?
You could get me to do it. I'm not a dancer. I can barely walk without
patience
falling
and
over.
Persistence is key.
I'll work on that. What do you like to do? Just freestyle or?
I do a little bit of everything. I've tried ballet, jazz, hip hop, contemporary, anything. As long as you give me a beat and some music, I'll dance.
Now you mentioned love and food. Do you like to cook?
I love to cook. I will ask my parents. I'm cooking dinner tonight, guys. You guys don't have to worry about it. And they don't fight me on it either.
I bet they don't. What are some of your specialties?
Now, I can make good lasagna. I will make a lasagna. I like chicken. I'll make some chicken, and I'll make good chicken. I like baked chicken, too, at that. Fish, baked fish, you know. I just try a little bit of everything.
Well, that's great. And how old are you?
I'm 15.
And you're going into 10th grade, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. So, Pittsburgh Perry, YMAP, let's talk about the projects you guys did. Were you involved in one in particular?
I was involved in one in particular.
And I'll bet I know which one, because you guys did two projects at Pittsburgh Perry this year. One was called Future Investors, which was about getting ready and sort of getting knowledge to use in the future. The other one was called FFF. That has to be yours.
Yes. Yes, it is mine.
So what does FFF stand for?
Food Friends Foundation.
Food Friends Foundation.
Yes.
Can you walk us through the project?
Okay. So we were sitting down in a cafeteria one day. We're like, tired of this food. This food just isn't tasty. It's not healthy. It's just terrible. And when we got to class and we knew that we had the opportunity to try and change this, we jumped on it right away. This was our first idea. I mean, there was no thinking. It was a group of students who love food like I do and were so ready to change it. And we're trying each and every day.
So how do you make a change like that? Because when I was in school, I pretty much eating school lunches, I felt like I had no power or no say. I'm just going to eat whatever is stuck on my tray.
Well, there was little to no diversity at all. It was the same thing every day. And on top of the youth is changing. So we have a lot more youth that are vegetarians or vegans. So when we have the occasional pizza or chicken, or even macaroni and cheese, they won't eat it. And I feel like food is the most important part of your day. You need food to think right, you know, nourish your body. So when we have our kids in classes, or we have a lot of sports players, and they go from school right to the field to practice and then go out to their game, if they aren't eating right because they can't eat what they're eating, or, you know, and they also have different religious beliefs as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes, and really it's everybody's right to eat as
you're
they
right.
choose, but if your religion requires a certain diet, that's even another level of having no choice, right? To be true to your beliefs, and that's got to be horrible to think of it if you don't have a choice. Also, there's allergy issues.
There's allergy issues,
fitness,
you're right.
Issues of fitness, where maybe I know I got to stay away from carbs. Too many carbs will make me gain more weight than I want to.
You're fine the way you are.
Oh, I love you. I love Jasmine. Get
you. Thank you.
So how did you address trying to improve things?
We, in class.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you think, did your project make things any better?
Yes, it did. We actually got a salad bar. We actually got a salad bar and a deli sandwich bar. So along with the hot foods, there's another line where you could choose what you want on your salad now. So for our vegetarians, you don't have to get meat on your salad. You could just get cheese and peppers and onions. So
but
it
you can actually pick your own stuff.
Yes, yes, you can.
And you made that happen?
Yes, we did.
That's amazing. This is
Thank
the first I'm hearing of this. So you could, I mean, my wife, Ricky, sitting over there, eats
Hi.
A salad most every day.
I love salad.
Because, and every day it's different, right? You can
yes.
you can choose
Change it up.
What you want to do. That's fantastic.
Thank
now,
you.
In the sandwich bar, somebody will like make a sandwich based
yes.
on what you tell them to do?
If you want turkey, hard salami, ham, you know, lettuce, onions, peppers, it just works out. It works out really well.
That's fantastic.
Thank
now,
you.
Have you noticed any changes as a result of the food being improved? And
yes, I have. There are so many more kids eating now. They are eating and they're actually, well, I don't want hot food today. I think I'm going to get a salad. The salad line is long. So that's how I know it's doing good. It's long and kids are actually eating. You know, another one of our problems was that the hot food, they didn't like it, right? So they were wasting it. They would go in a line, you know, to just walk around and joke with their friends, and they throw the food away because it wasn't good. So with a salad, they get to choose what they want on their salad. So we don't waste as much food.
That's a really terrific. One thing I was thinking about is, it says a lot when you're given a choice.
Yes, yes,
you know,
it does.
Rather than just having to accept whatever is thrown at you, or you know, even if there's a couple options, do you want this or that? Both the sandwich bar and or the salad bar, you're pretty much in charge. And that, what do you think about that?
I love being a leader. I love being in charge. And I just feel happy all around. You know, food makes me happy. But me being able to get what I want and eat that, you know, and I hate wasting stuff.
Yeah, especially food.
Especially food, because there's so many people that go without food that really need food. So for us, that's no-no. We're trying to eliminate that.
Yeah, the thing I was thinking about, too, is here at Perry, well, at most schools, mm-hmm. and I know Perry pretty well. I know I've met Dr. Cooper. I know
yeah.
other folks at Perry. And most high schools, and I'm sure Perry is no exception, you're being encouraged to take charge of your life, to make good decisions, to be responsible, to think about the
yes.
future. And, like, great, how about letting me pick my own lunch?
I know. One step at a time.
Yeah.
And, hey, if I can pick my own lunch, what else? You know, it's just, it's introducing responsibility at such a young age. Because me, I'm just coming into high school. I just came into high school. And it can be a little overwhelming. And so for me to be able to pick my lunch, because that's one of the most important parts of the day. You know,
yeah.
you get to, you have your morning classes. You may be a little stressed, you know. And then you get to lunch. You can socialize with your friends. Go to one of the little clubs that we have, you know, and eat.
Yeah, and you're in a huge building, so
yes,
it,
yes,
you kind of
are.
Want to be, lunchtime is, you know, a little time to rest and take
so
a break.
It's time to rest, yes.
Where did you go for eighth grade?
Eighth grade, I went to Propel Homestead.
Okay, so that's a big change. That's a smaller...
Yes, smaller school.
I've been out there a few times. Have you thought about what you want to do when you get older? I have a feeling it might involve food, but...
There are so many things I've wanted to do. I'm talking about, like, every day I'll be like, Mom, Dad, I think I want to do this. So one thing, I would love to work with kids. I love kids. But I also love food. I wanted to be a chef. I wouldn't be a pastry chef, though. I'm not very artistic with my hands. But I'll cook it for you. You just have to design it for me. A reporter, a speaker, something that could get me out there. You know, a doctor and the political world. I'm talking about everything.
Yeah, I think you could do. And you know what? You can do all of those things. You actually can. If you choose to, you can do as much of that as you want. What do you like working? You mentioned little kids. Do you have brothers and sisters? Or?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I have three younger brothers and an older sister.
What are your brothers' names?
Stephen, Elijah, and Daniel.
And then your sister?
Tyler.
So how old is Tyler?
Tyler is 20.
Okay, so do you see her much?
Or? I see her all the time.
That's great.
Yeah, I see her all the time.
What is she up to?
Living life, working. She's working, going back to school, so she's just, I don't know, I love her.
Yeah.
She's doing her best.
I would just imagine all your siblings have to be rock stars, being based on meeting you.
Thank you.
So do you like kids in part because of hanging out with your little brothers? Or?
I think I love kids because I've grown up in a big family and I've been surrounded by nothing but kids, you know, having to babysit and little cousins and everything. And I just have a connection with the little ones.
That's good. There's so much that you could do. And you mentioned being a reporter. Do you have any particular motivation for wanting to be a reporter?
I just love talking, and I love staying on top of world news. You know, I'm a little nosy. So if I could mix some things that I would like to do and make it a career instead of a job, I would love to.
How do you get your news?
I read a lot. I've always read. Also, you know, social media, Facebook, Google, everything.
Yeah, and people sometimes are surprised if they're not as connected. I mean, there are New York Times articles that get pushed out by Facebook as well as other credible articles. Do you ever, every now and then I'm pretty good at it. Sometimes I'll get fooled by a story that isn't true.
Yes.
And has that happened to you? And do you have any ways of trying to keep that from happening?
Yes, I've been fooled a couple of times, but my parents, they stay on top of world news, too, so I'll go and I'll talk to them, and often they'll correct me or say, well, look into it a little bit more deeper, and then look, and you'll find the truth. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to get misled, and there are some websites, they look like
they look legit. Yeah.
And then they're not. And I think that's always been true throughout all of life. It's just that it's much easier to be exposed to those things now.
You're right.
I mean, there used to be newspapers that weren't exactly equal in their treatment. You know, they would lean one way or the other way. Well, you'd be a great journalist.
Thank you.
I think you'd be a great any of those things. So what are your plans for the rest of the day? What's a day for Jasmine?
A day for Jasmine today. I have to go home and get ready. I'm going to a military ball later. I have a couple friends that are in the JROTC program.
Yeah, you've got a big one at Perry.
At Perry, yes.
I've seen their uniforms.
and they wear them proudly, too.
Yeah.
And so they're getting their rewards tonight. There are awards tonight, and they're being rewarded with a little ball, a little dance. So, you know, going to support my friends and just have a good time.
Well, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
To be here today. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that I may not have asked about? Or
you've asked everything.
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 In the world. Well, I hope you'll keep up with the YMAP projects you've done.
I definitely will.
As you continue. One reason we work with kids in ninth grade is because nothing against seniors, but you'll be back.
We will be back for three more years.
And I'll let Janessa, I'll give her your regards.
Oh, thank you.
Janessa was our leader out at Perry. And
I love her.
A great job. We all do. Thanks so much, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. That's Jasmine from Pittsburgh Perry.